Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I don't have to drink any gross smoothies, so I'm doing better than half these dudes.
Oh, yeah. No truth or dare lately?
No, it's never really been my jam. Yeah. I like to keep my secrets, and also I don't like to do things, so.
Exactly. Is this our first truth or dare date that we've ever seen on this show?
As far as I can remember, and it feels like this whole shocking week kind of felt like sleepover, like games you play at sleepover, which is fine by me. Like, whatever. Let's not get too crazy here at La Quinta. You don't want to mess things up there.
Yeah. This I liked it. It was a fun episode this week.
I thought it was a really fun episode. Mm-hmm. I am so in on Tayshia as the Bachelorette. What I'm loving about her is she is making every conversation with every guy feel like it's important to watch.
Yeah. Must be tough for the editors, because I still feel like there's like a lot of guys that I see potential with. And so let's credit Tayshia with that they can't just cut around and we're only see like three guys that we can see something with.
It's really, really nice. I think she's trying really hard to actually get to know all of these guys, which is not what we got used to.
Definitely not. So this episode starts out with a duo of Chasen and Noah hanging out, and it's kind of Noah reflecting on everyone being mad at him. Was this the case of like two villains bonding for a little bit here?
I think so, because like the house hates both of them. Mm-hmm. But did people hate Chasen before this? It feels like a new thing.
Yeah,
but I guess not. I guess it was just last because week. We were so focused on Dale that we didn't see this little feud brewing or anything.
Yeah, that's true. Who knows? Like throughout with Claire, or if it just like sprung up with Tayshia that they decided to hate Chasen as well. But then Chris Harrison comes in to deliver. I don't know if he even had a date card, if he was just like telling them, you guys are going on this date. But he basically calls out Noah and praises him for like making a big move. And he says, well, it proved that Tayshia likes bold. Is this Chris Harrison trying to influence more drama here?
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm. And this is something I don't think we've ever had, and I really like this.
I really like this. I was a little confused at first because I thought this was the group date. And then I kind of thought, like, oh, it's kind of shit that, like, Noah doesn't get to go on this.
Right.
Because I think although he got the rose last week on the group date, but he wasn't actually invited on that. So
I think we'll get to that. That was a big surprise to me. We all assumed that for the maximum drama that he would get double dates.
Yeah. But this... they were competing for the one-on-one, and I thought that was a lot of fun. I feel like it kind of helped have it in Tayshia's hands a little bit more. So the guys had to write and sing a song.
An original love song.
An original love song. Unfortunately for them, none of them can sing.
No, or play an instrument. They had a whole table of, it looked like a preschool music class or something, with a table of like harmonicas and tambourines and anything they could choose.
An accordion. Where was the guitar?
Yeah. And they had to pick something, put a song together. They didn't have any like expert helping them. I feel like we normally would have something like that on these talent dates. I also thought it was the group date, so I was confused later when these guys got another date, but no, so it was really the one-on-one dates. It wasn't like they're competing for more one-on-one time later on in the night. It was like they sing their songs and then she picks somebody. So of these songs, who stood out in either a good or bad way to you?
Who was it that insulted JPJ?
Damar.
That was great.
Yeah. He had the most catchy song. I think he was expecting to pull out a win here. He had the most talent, I feel like. He had rhymes.
Yes.
He held a tune.
I was truly shocked at how bad singers everyone was. You would think that out of how many guys were there, like seven, at least one person would be able to be okay, sort of.
Yeah, I kept waiting for somebody to like blow it out of the park and be like this hidden, like, what's that show on Fox? Like, I Can See Your Voice or something, like someone that would surprise and be like, oh, this is the secret talent here. But no, I think they purposely selected this group to have no talent.
Yeah.
A few of them were like more like spoken word. It was Bennett, Ivan, Blake, Riley, Damar, Kenny, and Zach on this date.
That's a good group.
Yeah.
Do you think it's the B team, though?
If we go to like that later date, I definitely felt like that. Like if you take Ivan out of the mix, I was kind of like, ugh, I don't think these guys are really like carrying their weight too much. Like Bennett kind of went downhill in my eyes in this episode. He's focusing too much on Noah. But Ivan, he pulled the move of like, hey, you're a little too far away. Why don't you come up, quote unquote, on stage with me, even though they were just like in a conference room. But and I think that is what kind of sealed it. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought that was great. I thought that what he was saying really came from the heart, which was wonderful. And I was really excited that Ivan was getting the date. I feel like we've seen a good connection between them so far. So it was really, I was really looking forward to seeing if that sank or swam, and it really swam.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then Kenny, I was expecting more from a boy band manager to be able to.
Me too! But I guess, you know, they say those who cannot do manage.
I guess, yeah. He had, like, did the whole, like, alphabet thing, but it was like, you put the T in my heart. Like, it didn't even make sense.
No, it didn't. It didn't at all.
Yeah. What did you think of Bennett spitting some flow? He said he had some experience in that at high school retreats. I spit some flow.
I'm assuming that everyone who listens to Bennett rapping and says he's a good rapper, their parents all have yachts.
Right. They look exactly like Bennett. He hasn't actually tested it in the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think he thought he had a chance too. Yeah, I liked it because it's sort of like, I'm sure there was like a short list of who she wanted on this one-on-one date anyway, so she could kind of like narrow it down, but then the guy feels like they have like some control over their fate also, instead of just like randomly like getting the date card. But yeah, I thought these guys wouldn't like got the short end of the stick if they didn't have this other date, but then we find out that the rest of them get to go on the second group date.
Which was nice. Yeah, mm-hmm. I really liked the setup. I thought it was cool. Mm-hmm. I would love to see them do this again in the future.
Mm-hmm. So as Ivan's getting ready, there's a scene of Brendan and Noah talking about, like, you know, kind of like debating if he's going to like, if his suitcase will come back or if they'll take it away or whatever. And Noah was saying something like, oh, she, you know, he's so quiet. I don't know if it's her type. And then as I was thinking about more, I was like, well, Brendan is pretty quiet. Is this a case of like Noah being a villain again and trying to like get in Brendan's head a little bit? Or was that just like maybe Brendan's like secretly outgoing as well?
I'm not sure. I think Brendan's a little kookier and quirkier than Ivan. And that's probably been shown to the other guys.
Mm-hmm. And then we find out that the date is like a one-on-one in the suite. It said something like, meet me in the suite. I didn't know that they were just going to stay there. And I thought it would be kind of more one of those like, okay, we're going to cook something and whatever. But no, the floor is lava. Right away, they were ordering room service. And she's like, okay, but what did you think of this kind of twist of events?
Very cute, very fun. I like I like the kind of homebound dates. It really gives me a sense of who each of them is. Do you think they were told to play Floor is Lava, or do you think they came up with that?
I think Tayshia was given some ideas, because I guess like hotel rooms and those kind of places, they already have all those cushions and things like that. So it is like workable, but yeah, I think it was a little bit planted because they had Twister and they had these other things. And when they had the room service, it was like a giant bowl of ice cream, like not even a bowl. You couldn't, what was it? It was like
an urn?
Yeah, it's like a tub. And did we see that once on Bachelor in Paradise? I feel like I can picture like Eric and Angela having that, but I could be wrong.
Oh, interesting. I don't remember. And I feel like I would remember a large ice cream, but it's possible that I've just shut it out.
So now I'm thinking about it. It's like they kind of have to be creative in Bachelor in Paradise as well, because a lot of those dates are just like, okay, we're just staying in the same spot. So I could see like, okay, we have our little, we're ordering room service and getting like a giant sundae. But yeah, I thought it was cute. Like game night, it seemed like a good fit for him. They had a pillow fight, and yeah, so this first part of the day is just really cute. And he says she brings up the best in him. But then we really like have an actual meaningful conversation, a real genuine conversation.
I never thought I'd see the day.
I can't think of anything similar.
When The Bachelor would actually take talking about race seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It really felt like them announcing Matt James as The Bachelor in early June. It felt like lip service.
Mm-hmm.
Having Tayshia come in halfway through felt like lip service, and it's like, oh look, see, we're doing what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Actually showing this conversation makes me feel like maybe they have taken the steps to have more people of color in the production team. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a really important conversation to show. I'm so glad it was shown for a lot of people who maybe don't understand the cause. Mm-hmm. If they didn't turn the channel during this conversation, hopefully they have a better sense of what we're fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
And why that conversation was important to be seen. I think having Ivan talk about his experiences is just so important. And it's, when have we ever had like a serious talk in so many different ways, like about, you know, jail and police brutality and the Black Lives Matter movement and growing up as biracial and, you know, never feeling mm-hmm. like fitting in. It just like, and it didn't, there was no weird music. There was no cutaways. It was just like, here is a conversation between two real people.
Yeah. It was really great to see. And then like the only like recent memory, serious conversation I can think of before would be Colton and Kaylin. But that was like given like a weird promo, and it just seemed like it was not handled the best way. So to see this, like, it felt like we were eavesdropping on a date and that they're really connecting. And Tayshia was sort of like talking about things that she had said that she never really felt comfortable bringing up to anyone before. So that was really powerful as well. She talked about like growing up in Orange County, feeling like she had to blend in and not feeling understood and not dating anyone like Ivan. So I really liked seeing that. Yeah. How are you feeling about them as a couple? I saw Mari was like ahead of everything.
Like, yeah.
Predicted she that he would be awesome.
Going on.
Yeah.
I'm really liking them. I wasn't sure before because he is so quiet, but I think he brings a nice peacefulness to her. Mm-hmm. And I think she really appreciates that. Like, she is a very level-headed person. So I love having that other level-headed person with her.
Mm-hmm. We got more info on his background, and because I think he struck me kind of as like young before, even though he's, I think, 28. So not that much mm-hmm. younger than her, but knowing what he's been through with his brother going to jail and like helping to care for his niece. And then his father is like way older, like old enough, they said, to be Tayshia's father's father. So he grew up with like a much older dad. It's just like he has these things in his background that make him like feel more mature, or that would have, you know, given him more like perspective and things. So I think they balance each other out well in that regard as well. Yeah, I just love the state, and it just made me a lot more excited for Ivan as a contender here.
I agree. Like, I really just appreciated both of them being so open and honest, and they didn't have to be. Like, I feel like Ivan didn't have to talk about this and go so deep, and he did, and I'm so glad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could have been one of those things like, well, this is just our first date, I can bring it up later. But yeah, it was really important to him, and for him to let her know that he's somebody that she can trust and feel comfortable talking about that, because I don't think she's having these conversations with the other guys at this point.
Can you imagine this conversation with Bennett?
Definitely not. With very few people. Ed or Jason or yeah. Then let's see, we have I can't remember if they got a date card for this or not, but it was, yeah, I think it was, because it said Zach, Kenny, Damar, Bennett, Riley, Blake, how far are you willing to go for love? And then there's a little bit of a tiff, as Noah said, like, oh, I was kind of hoping I would get to be on this group date. And Bennett says that that's really selfish. What are your thoughts?
No, I think Noah has the right to feel disappointed that he wasn't on this group date, because he wasn't technically supposed to be on the other one, and it was only his own actions. Yeah. He, and Tayshia asked him afterwards. I feel like that shouldn't count towards his group date. And I don't care if he already had the rose or whatever. I think he should have been able to go.
Right. And Bennett had said, well, the whole point of a group date is to get the rose, and you already have the rose, so it's really selfish. And then Noah kind of called him on that, like, no, that's not the point of a group date. Like, the point is to have the time. And so I think it was, that was a little bit telling as well. Like, Bennett seeing it kind of like the competition side of things, like, okay, we just want to advance a little bit further. And yeah, Noah technically did not have, like, he didn't get that first part of the date. So he did get to join the second part, which I guess was more meaningful, but I think it was kind of silly of the producers to not take that opportunity as well, to like get them even more mad at Noah. But we get another chance at the cocktail party. Oh, and then the other thing they did on the date with Ivan, I forgot to mention, but I just see it in my notes now, is they watched home movies of Tayshia. So it reminded me,
that was weird for me.
Yeah, like that was something I think on when Ari and Crystal had a date and she went to his hometown, like it made a little more sense. Like, hometown doesn't make sense, like at a resort, that you'd be like, yeah, and I just brought these with me. But they can't go to her hometown, so I guess that they'll just watch that. So we have two guest hosts along with for the Truth or Dare date. It's Becca and Sydney. Were you excited to see them back?
Yeah, that was really nice. I like when they bring the other women in. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. So Becca, obviously, past Bachelorette. I don't think she was announced single at that point, but I think she probably was.
Yeah, I was trying to look at that hand.
Yeah. And then Sydney, Tayshia said, was one of her best friends. And Becca and Sydney would know each other because Sydney was on that tour. She was a dancer on the Bachelor Live tour before COVID.
Right.
So
remember when you were supposed to go to that?
I know. It was like right on the cusp. It was like almost not canceled, but I was still like, well, I'm not going to go. You know, it was like that weird week where people are like, should I still go to things? Is my government, like, is the governor going to do something? those times. Like, will that ever see the light of day? The Bachelor Live Tour.
Oh, what a world we used to live in.
I know. So this was interesting. It was like a scavenger hunt, truth or dare. They split them up into teams of two, and they had a map. And there I could really see like how huge this property is, but they had to go around the property. I don't really know why they had to be split in teams of two for this. Like, it wasn't like, oh, the two that get done the fastest, or the, there was no judging, right? So.
No, I don't know why either, but I liked that they were in teams.
Mm-hmm. Like the camaraderie.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. It didn't seem like there's anyone that had like a problem with anybody though. So that could have been, that could have been a fun dynamic if there was.
There could have been more room for drama.
Mm-hmm. So one of the dares, as you alluded to, was disgusting smoothies. Kind of like reminds me of like old Big Brother food competitions or something. And then did we see this on something else? Like, was this on Labor of Love or something else recently? I feel like I've, or maybe just it was Bachelor in the past too. I feel like I've definitely seen something like this where they have to drink something.
The challenge. Have you been watching The Challenge lately?
No. Do they have to do that?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like you grab the drink and then as you lift it, you see the ingredients. So they didn't get to like scope it out beforehand. They just kind of looked at what looked appetizing. I would really,
I can't even
well
watch
this.
This.
Yeah.
I was gagging the entire time.
Yeah. What were some of the ingredients? It was like cow intestines. Like it would be like the first three ingredients would be something delicious and two terrible ingredients. Some kind of larva.
Yeah, ugh,
gross.
I could not have my eyes on the screen.
No. Yeah, even the women were like far away. They were watching from a distance, so that's probably smart. And then they had to,
I think I'd still rather drink the smoothie than have to do an O noise in the phone that goes over the speakers of the entire resort, though.
I wasn't sure if it was through the entire resort or just specifically to the guys, because they're like, do your orgasm noise for 1 minute through in the hotel phone. And so I was like, oh, the poor like receptionist or whatever. But then it was broadcasting to the guys at the pool. So I was like, well, maybe it was only there and then it's not so bad. But this I did not want to watch either.
I've got to say, it was hilarious, though, yeah, the reactions of the guys.
Yeah.
I loved, I think it was Easy who, yep, was like, Blake needs Jesus. Yeah.
He's got some demons. I think Blake's was the most disturbing. He was like acting it out. He like lifted his leg up. Like,
but his face was not convinced.
Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of like, Becca, she's like, yeah, at this point I wouldn't be inviting anyone to the fantasy suite. They spared a couple of the guys though. They didn't like at least show them. So I guess they're fortunate that they don't have to live in infamy with clips on the internet forever. Oh.
You imagine?
I'm glad that we don't have a soundboard, guys.
Yeah, we're, good thing we're so lazy that we'll never ever do that.
Yeah. Yeah, so they also had to get an autograph from Chris Harrison in a place where the sun don't shine.
So I thought it was going to be on the butt cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got it on their upper thigh.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I noticed that.
I thought it was going for the butt and then he went for upper thigh.
Mm. I guess wherever they were comfortable.
I guess. That's fair.
Yeah. So Chris had his own little setup. Chris is kind of becoming like a little, like a supporting actor in some of these.
Is Chris the happiest he's ever been hosting? He probably likes that he doesn't have to go too far. He likes, yeah, that he can hang out at the resort all day.
I would think so. I think like he was really having a hard time like being cooped up when like there are all the laws in California where they couldn't go anywhere. And he and Lauren Zima were doing their little like Instagram lives for a while. And they were really consistent for a while. And then they kind of drifted off. When the golf courses opened up again, he's like, I'm done with this. But yeah, he probably, there's like a golf course there. He's probably like living his best life. And, you know, he's probably gotten like the traveling out of his system already. Like he's probably been everywhere he could possibly want to go, you know, because we always joke about how like we barely see him on the travel dates anyway. So here he like gets to like participate a little more, but not go too far. So, yeah, I think he was happy to just be working and having something to do. But it was pretty funny. Like he's sitting there with his wine. And yeah, that wasn't the only time that we see that. So in this episode. And then they culminate with eating hot peppers and then immediately after having to like do a proposal to Tayshia. And again, some were better than others with this as well.
Yeah, and they got way more real than I was expecting.
Yeah. It was really affecting. Like, even Bennett was like, this made it real. So I don't know. I don't know if I would like that as a date, like part of a date. Like, I don't really like when they have to like do a proposal, do a like wedding photo shoot. Like, to me, it's like a little weird, but
yeah, it's not my thing either.
Yeah. I guess it's like good if like, you know, they can like have a clip for later on if it ends up being like somebody did that and then that is the one or whatever. But I don't think they even like take advantage of those opportunities either, because I feel like Vanessa was on the like wedding proposal, not proposal, but wedding photo shoot with Nick. And I don't think they ever like flashback or anything, but
I think they knew.
Yeah, they probably did. And then, so it's truth or dare. And it seemed a little bit like, it was kind of like the love language date where like certain things like quality time, they're like, oh yeah, this is just the quality time portion. So they're like, the evening portion is the truth portion. But it wasn't like they went in a circle and was like, truth, where did you like, what's the strangest place you have sex? They're just like, okay, what's the truth? Like, she just kind of like, honesty is important to me. So, but they just kind of did what they normally would do. Let's see, Bennett revealed he's been engaged before, or he didn't really reveal it, but I think it was the first we heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, what was the story really? I didn't really like pick up on like, it wasn't as clear to me about like, what happened.
I think he was engaged, or he was getting engaged, but his parents were divorced, so he could tell when things weren't working. Mm. So then he was like, oh, this isn't working.
Yeah.
And then they broke up.
Yeah. So they didn't get married. They had just had a broken engagement. And then she asked Blake about his exes. And this, I don't know, like, it was weird to me that she like was like, oh, Blake really went deep. And it didn't, at least what we were shown, it just seemed like he was like, yeah, I'm really friendly with my exes. I treat everyone well. But he was like one of the three people that she called out at the end, like, Blake, I really appreciate this. And I'm just not feeling it with him. Maybe it was the oh noise that we were subjected to, but I don't know.
They're not it together.
Yeah. Riley, just like a really short clip. She was asking him like, are you going to be able to prioritize family? Because I know your job is really important to you. Kenny, she was like, yeah, you're so wild and crazy. Like, what's it going to be like? Are you going to be like that in front of my parents? But I don't think she has to worry about that because he got eliminated later.
Mm-hmm.
Damar talked about his mom had been divorced twice. So he like, that's his big fear, is like, he doesn't want to get divorced. Zach, he was talking about like how he can be shy, but he gets nervous around her. And he got the group date rose. So are you feeling Tayshia and Zach?
Yeah, but not as much as Tayshia and Brendan or Tayshia and Ivan.
Yeah, I'm not like super getting the appeal of him. But she seems really drawn to him. I don't know if it's just like the Rachel and Brian thing. I think I brought it up last time, but like, she's just like, I love that you're older. Mm-hmm. Like, you're so mature.
Like, I love that you're a grown.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, something about him was bothering me in this group date. Like, he didn't dress up at all. He was wearing like just a white t-shirt and gym shorts for the evening portion.
Does he feel a little too cool for school?
Maybe that's it. Like, there was that one time where he was like putting his foot up on the coffee table and she's like, oh, you're comfortable. And it just feels like, I think he like interrupted her a little bit on this one. And yeah. I was sensitive about that, where it's like, she was going to say something and he's like, here's what it is. And I just get nervous. I'm not really shy or mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't quite get it, but he does remind me of Nick Viall a lot. And we did like Nick. So
for nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
And then we see this scene of, so last week Ben was really upset. He got called out because he didn't pull Tayshia away. And so now he's like stressing big time prior to the cocktail party, and he wants to make that bold move. But at the same time, here's Ed that he also is like, hey, I've had no time with Tayshia. I'm going to pull something out of my bag of tricks. So I was like, bag of tricks, got the Survivor reference there. And then Ben was on his secret mission. And I don't know if you've seen the photos going around, but Ben looks, he has like a facial twin to Dan Giesling. He just is not like a body or hair twin. But
yeah.
So then I was like, oh, I'm getting the Big Brother vibes here. He's on his secret mission. He has a plan. And it looked like we're in for like Ed getting there first, and Ben like being foiled again, because we see Ed knocking on a door first, but lo and behold, he does not have the right room.
So what happened here?
Do we need our tinfoil hats here?
Yeah, I think we do. I think both Ben and Ed presented to Tayshia, or to the producers, that they wanted extra time with Tayshia. I think Tayshia's probably given them the behind the scenes rankings. I think she is more interested in Ben. That's why she said she was disappointed in Ben. And so they gave Ben the correct directions to her room and not Ed.
Yeah.
Ed was led astray.
He went like too far. It was like he couldn't even find his way back. It seemed like he just had to settle in for the night at Chris Harrison. He went through gates and yeah. Because I would assume like that they would just kind of know where she was, but I guess it's probably smart that they kept it secret. But you know, like Claire had been there. Maybe they didn't know that she was in the same spot as Claire. But yeah, I could see the producers telling Ed something like, oh, just look like where, you know, all the cameras are, or like it's one of the big suites. Like it's, you know, like we can't tell you exactly, but if I were you, like I would look for like, you know, the big like casita or whatever. And so it's like, oh, it's got to be this one. And there's no way that Chris didn't know he was coming, right?
For sure.
Like he said
it was late. I think Chris would have been in bed if he didn't know.
Right. He was like, oh, Ed, it's 2:30 in the morning. Yeah. He would have been out for sure. And then how would he know? Like, oh yeah, I should just invite this guy in to stall him. You know?
Yes, exactly.
He would just be like, no, Tayshia's on the other side. See you later. But it made for a funny moment and probably more productive for Ed anyway to just sit with Chris Harrison. I don't know if like Tayshia would have been as excited to see him.
Yeah. And like in the show proper, they showed it being a really awkward conversation. But at the end of the episode, I feel like they were really bro-ing down.
Yeah. Yeah. It made it look really awkward. But yeah, at the end, they showed more of it. And he was giving him tips like, hey, a little note from the house. We would really like it if you'd knock on the door again. And yeah, it just seemed kind of
funny. Was hilarious to me.
Yeah. So yeah, you got a little insight into like Chris Harrison, like the showrunner, like the behind the scenes. Like, oh yeah, like I should do that. I'm going to tell the guys this was a note from Ed. Yeah, I like that. And then seemed to work well for Ben. Tayshia invited him in and he had a move where he had, so we see this other knock, making it seem like it was going to be Ed. So it had us on the edge of our seats, but it was room service bringing champagne and strawberries. So I think that really impressed her.
Lovely.
Yes. Then we go to our rose ceremony. We have Noah with the rose from last time, Ivan with his one-on-one rose, and Zach from the latest group date rose. And Ben pulls her away first, and it was kind of like, all the guys were like, yeah, I expected that because he didn't get the time. And I thought that was pretty smart because it was like, well, the guys don't know that I went to see her. So they're not going to be mad at me for pulling her away first thing.
Good call.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's got a little of that Giesling strategy in there.
Oh, sneaky.
Yes. Riley had a contract for her to sign about being his girlfriend.
No, I'm not signing this.
Yeah. Be careful what you're signing. And then we have a conversation with Noah. This kind of goes awry here. He talks about how, you know, like some of the guys, they're like upset that I have the rose and they're sort of questioning, did you just give it to me for drama? And Tayshia gets a little upset about this. But it seemed like she was ready to kind of like, yeah, that's not cool. Like, I don't like that. And she was ready to kind of like change the conversation, but Noah kept like pressing it. He's like, well, see, the thing that really bothers me about this, it seemed like he was really like making sure that she like got really upset about it. Like, there was a moment where I was like, yeah, it didn't seem like she was gonna like get pissed off immediately, but then when he was like, yeah, they're questioning your integrity, and then it was like, okay, I'm done, I'm gonna stop this rose ceremony, or I'm gonna stop this cocktail party. And she came in like, she was hot, she was mad.
Yeah, and I think she had a right to be. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't appreciate guys coming in talking about me, you know, starting drama for, you know, whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I think Noah probably should have quit while he was ahead, but I don't think he has that ability, or maybe right. He doesn't want to have that ability. Hard to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he did. We always talk about, like, don't talk about the other guys. And so, but then at the same point, it was like making him look a little better because he was like using it to be like, yeah, I know we have something here, but yeah, I agree. He should have quit where he was ahead, where it could have been like, but I want to focus on us. And I like that she didn't like make him name names. He didn't name names, but she called out the whole group and basically said, if anyone here is questioning my integrity, then you can just like, I'll gladly walk you out the door. Mm-hmm. And it was vague enough that it was like, well, what's going on? What did I miss? It wasn't like, oh, I've heard that, you know, people say I'm giving out this rose because of this. And I could totally see, like, I believe that that was happening with Noah, like, because, you know, we talk about like who gets like, oh, the producers, this is a better pick for her to, you know, give it to Noah than somebody else. But I don't think they were really thinking it was like Tayshia not having integrity, but maybe just being like, well, of course, like you're going to give it to someone that's a little more like, you know, like she might've been influenced or something. I could see those conversations right. happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just seems like he's just this lightning rod. And I don't know, like, whereas we thought Spencer was maybe going to be a villain, he's really faded and Noah is causing this drama. And I noticed there were some guys that sort of reacted more strongly because they were trying to like figure out what happened. Then it was like, well, who was the last person to talk to Tayshia? And then he kind of was like slowly raises his hand, like, it was me. And so then I think there were probably guys that were worried that he named names. So I was kind of trying to pay attention, like who were the ones that were most concerned. It seemed like Bennett, Jordan, Easy, like it seemed like those were the guys that were like, you know, you could have come to me, you could have said something. So I don't know if that gives us insight into like who has been like
talking a little bit of ass.
Yeah, talking the most with him. But either way, like he has no fans. And I don't think it really changed who she eliminated. It wasn't like she continued the cocktail party and tried to like ask questions about who was doing this. I think it was more like a warning.
Yeah, I agree. We lost a lot of people tonight, though.
Yeah. Chasen, Joe, Jordan. And I'm really sad. I was really sad to see Joe go. Like, he was the one.
Oh, gosh, me too. But I felt it coming.
Yeah. He had gotten, like, quite a bit of airtime coming up to this and, like, kind of with Claire's season. But this episode, like, not at all. And Kenny. And then was there somebody else? I don't know. But yeah, it felt like this one, it was like, you know, here she actually like had a chance to get to know these guys and is like making a decision based on like a little bit more. I did hear Joe, he was on Nick Viall's podcast, and I was kind of falling asleep to it, but he's just like such a wonderful human. Like, he could not say anything bad about anyone. Not about Noah, not about Bennett, not about like just anyone.
But he really amped up both Ivan and Brendan, or at least he did in the EW interview I saw with him.
Oh, I didn't hear that. But yeah, he was just like, liked all the guys and talked about like he was a, you know, he and Noah kind of bonded because they both worked on COVID units. So Joe's a doctor and Noah's a traveling nurse. And yeah, I was just like really impressed with that, that he was just like, well, oh, he couldn't say anything bad about Ed either. He was just like, you know, that just might be Ed's love language, just to, like, defend, you know, or like try to protect someone else. And yeah, I just was like, oh, I wish we had seen more of him. But and then he was like really humble too. Like, well, he's like, well, I can't compete with someone like Dale. Like 99 times out of 100, if I go on a date with somebody and it's like between the two of them, like me and him, they're going to go with Dale on first impressions alone. So I don't know. I loved it. So yeah, he must be like, I think maybe the producers like give like one guy, like they give clearance to certain guys to be like, okay, you can do the interview circuit once you're eliminated. So yeah.
I think a lot of people wanted to hear from him too. He's just got a good head on his shoulders, and I'm not used to hearing from those people in Bachelor Nation. So it was nice.
Right. Yeah. So I think he would have been a lock for a Bachelor in Paradise if we were having one like immediately after this season. But we can hope.
And one of the questions he was asked in the EW article I saw, they said that a lot of people were calling for him to be the Bachelor next year. And he was like, honestly, I don't want to. If I'm going to be single by, like, I'm going to be mad if I'm single by then.
Oh, so cute. He is genuine and real. It's like what we like to see.
Somebody slide into his DMs.
What's that?
Somebody slide into his DMs.
I thought you said you were going to. I was like, Haley.
No. I think I have to get a year into my marriage before I start sliding into other people's DMs.
Yeah. Yeah. Listeners, like we want to bring this love story to fruition. So one of you do it.
The Joe Chiller will host it on our podcast.
We could do it. All right. Anything else you want to get into before we get into the audience questions?
I don't think so.
Okay. So we have, is Ed the next evolution of the producer's Rose? Not a villain Rose, but a the show will have a lot of fun dunking on you Rose. That's from KX.
Yeah, I like this perspective. I absolutely do think Ed was a producer Rose, and I'm kind of confused why. Mm-hmm. Especially now that Chasen is gone, we're losing their drama dynamic. Mm-hmm. I feel like we didn't really get a payoff with that, with Chasen leaving.
That was the other thing we called last episode. We thought for sure we'd get the Ed and Chasen 2-on-1, and so now it looks like it's the Bennett Noah 2-on-1 coming up in the coming attraction.
Yes, I don't know. It's just I'm not sure what Ed is bringing, or maybe what he's to bring. I don't know.
He doesn't seem like dopey enough to like warrant all this extra attention. Like he doesn't seem like totally. Like, I don't know, like funny.
Like a Jordan or something.
Yeah. Like that would make more sense with like the Jordan, like being the man child and just like having like really good ITMs and little quotes. But yeah, Joe is like, they must really like him. Will Harrington, when was the last time we had a conversation as genuine and real? Oh, another quote, genuine and real, as the one between Tayshia and Ivan. And can we all just agree Ivan needs to be the next Bachelor after Matt if Tayshia doesn't choose him and he's still single when the next season starts filming?
Yeah, it was refreshing to have an actual conversation. For a show that's trying to trick us into believing that it's possible to fall in love after 5 weeks, we don't often see the conversations that actually mean something. And so seeing a conversation like this, it actually helps me suspend the disbelief even more. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it could happen. Like they could actually have a good connection, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, it'd be great to see like that many, like those conversations like throughout a season. Hannah Litsky, what's a better one-on-one date activity, Twister or The Floor is Lava? And how much do you think that massive ice cream that her and Ivan ordered would cost?
$250 easy.
It really looked like they were just like, well, we have no guests here. No one's ordering the ice cream. We have to just dump it all out onto this huge vat.
And it was going to cause such a mess, I could just tell. Mm-hmm. What would you rather play? I feel like I'd break my ankle in either.
Yeah. I'd probably do Twister. Like, if I like the person, it'd be like, that's more like, okay, we can just do this for a little bit. And then, like romantic time, you know, like, whereas Floor is Lava, you're like, it's more an engineering activity. Maybe I would break something, like a coffee table or something. It probably wouldn't be good. Kristen Zucht, the clock on the nightstand said 11:22 when Tayshia and Ivan were ordering room service at the beginning of their date. Do people start dates at 11 p.m.? What time do they end? Why am I so old that I care about this?
I feel like this bubble that they're in right now, there is no sense of time. So a date could start at 11:22. It could end, you know what I mean? Later, we saw Ben come to see Tayshia. Tayshia was like, it's late. I think it was probably like 2:30 in the morning or something. Yeah. I feel like Chris Harrison said. Mm-hmm. There's just no sense of time here. It's just, we're all wilding out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think they've talked about how it's like 115 degrees. And so I think everything's starting late.
Oh, good
late.
Call. That too, yeah.
So they're, I mean, I guess they're in her room, so it doesn't really matter. But I think, yeah, probably production doesn't want to start like even getting things set up till 9 o'clock when the sun goes down. And then, yeah, they're probably sleeping till noon. So I don't think, yeah, it's not parallel to real world. And then Deidre Lipsikas, production leading Ed to Chris Harrison's suite and making him think it was Tayshia's was truly magical.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. They had to go like very far to get this. It seemed like Chris was like, didn't want to ever be bothered. He was like directly across the other side of the resort. Yeah. And it was very like, I'm glad other people see that it was most likely all engineered. Audrey Braswell. We thought last episode Tayshia was keeping both Ed and Chasen for the 2-on-1, but with Chasen gone, who do you think will be on it now? I'm starting to think it'll be Bennett and Noah. Yeah, I think they hinted at that.
I think that's the call. I mean, you could pick Noah and anyone really at this point.
Right. We had so much this episode of like Bennett being like, oh, he's a 14-year-old. I'm sick of breastfeeding him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really went all in. It's not the babysitter, it's the bachelorette. So yeah, so it seems like it's going to be one of those like forced 2-on-1s. Like, it wasn't like part of the, didn't that happen with Tammy and was it Michaela? They were on a group date, but it's like, no, we have to like end this and figure out like it's one or the other. So it was sort of like a like last minute 2-on-1. It seemed like it was something like that, like it springs out of a group date. And then Justin Feinberg, assuming Noah's comments to Tayshia had a kernel of truth in them, at what point during his 2:30 a.m. conversation with Chris Harrison in Chris Harrison's hotel room should Ed have realized that this is the producers, not Tayshia, who encouraged the controversial decisions in the house that shake things up? Follow-up question, was Ed's rose a producer pick, thus making any and all complaining about Tayshia's rose to Noah extremely ironic?
Yes, it was absolutely a producer rose.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything between Ed and Tayshia to make it think like, oh yeah, they've got potential. Yeah, there's always these guys, though, that assume like, oh, it's just this one guy that's leading her astray, and you know, Tayshia's blind to everything, and I need to save her. I need to help her.
No, she's fine. She's a grown person.
Yeah. So that's it for questions. Haley, anything else that you wanted to get into?
I have some texts from Doug to read out.
All right.
Because he was at his college this week, so he watched the episode.
Nice.
If Jake's job is killing birds at the dump, it's not killing birds at the dump, Doug. It's getting other birds to keep other birds away. is referred to as wildlife specialist. Does that mean that Riley is actually a lawyer for Salino and Barnes? Ivan builds model airplanes and Kenny is a boy band manager.
Wait, so what is Blake's job?
A wildlife specialist.
Okay. And we have details on what that is?
Because he trains hawks at the dump to keep the seagulls away.
No way. I was picturing him like leading like safaris or something, like some kind of like zoo or something.
No. That's what Ethan's sister said he did.
Oh my god. Wildlife manager. Oh, they really know how to spin it.
Was that the biggest ice cream sundae you've ever seen? As somebody who's mildly lactose intolerant, it caused me far more stress than any of the gross things that the men had to consume on the date. Really? Like, I feel like my stomach would be a lot more upset about some of those smoothies than, but I don't know. I have a little lactose intolerance, I think. Mm.
Yeah, I pushed past it. Ice cream is too good.
When the producer sent Ed to Chris's room, should he have realized to just cut his losses, realize he has no chance, and tried to go find Sydney or Becca instead? I feel like maybe Becca at that point would have been a good choice.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what Sydney's situation is. Just coming off the relationship.
I think Sydney has a boyfriend.
Okay. Yeah. You know, she's Midwestern as well, so he's from Chicago. Yeah. Not a bad idea.
In all honesty, a hangout date where the characters play games and talk about current events was amazing. It temporarily made me forget that we won't get hometown dates. I am thrilled we're not getting hometown dates.
Sure you are. I'm just curious, like, what are they going to do? What are they going to, like, I feel like they're going to...
Like a Zoom call?
Zoom call, or I could see, you know, because it seems like they plan these hometowns ahead of time anyway in the process. Like, I think probably when it's down to, like, 8 or whatever, they're like, they talk to the guys like, okay, what would you do at your hometown? And they make everyone think they have a chance. But the lead probably knows, like, okay, it's going to be these four, or maybe like there's a fifth person in the mix that it could be.
Yeah.
So maybe that gives them enough leeway to be like, oh, we're going to surprise, like fly out somebody to come, like they did with Sydney and Becca.
I guess.
Because remember on Labor of Love when they like flew out like the guy's parents and they were so shocked. And like, yeah, that was pre like COVID, but I feel like they've had guests come in. I could see them doing something like that over doing Zoom, but for the reaction, you know, I haven't seen my parents in, you know, a year or whatever.
Yeah.
Definitely they're going to have her dad there at least, right? Because we've seen that clip. So I'm excited for that. So they'll get like a hometown with Tayshia in a way. But yeah, it is weird. I'm interested to see like how they can keep like drawing this out and trying to stay as close as they can to their normal format. And then, yeah, any other takes from Doug?
Nope, that's it. That's all he's got.
All right. I know you have the Bake Off still going on.
Yeah, finale is this week.
Oh, all right.
I'm a few episodes behind.
It's
a good season. Yeah. I'm having a great time. I was also on New Girl, Old Guy last week. My favorite podcast. It was truly a thrill. So listen to that. If you're not listening to that, come on, man. Like, you're going to love it.
Start your New Girl rewatch and get caught up. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I accidentally watched about 50 episodes in a week and a half.
Oh, so you're ahead of them now.
I'm like way ahead because I tried to watch up to like the episode I was going to be on, and then I accidentally went really far ahead.
That's so funny. Yeah. And where can people find you not on podcasts?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_.
All right. And you can find me on Twitter at @RJPRecapper. And everyone in the U.S., I hope you have a wonderful, safe Thanksgiving tomorrow or today when you're hearing this. All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.